Duke, this is the first time you've done a completely original score for a motion picture, isn't it?
Yes, that is right. This is the first opportunity I've had, and I'm extremely anxious to really see what's going to happen with it, because I love the idea. I like playing with music and its relationship to the theater, and particularly in the supporting role.
Can you tell us how this all came about, or at least a bit of how this came about? There's the idea that here's a man of your long standing in the motion picture world who hasn't done a motion picture score, and now suddenly Anatomy of a Murder.
I believe most people think of me as a band leader. And at the same time, they sort of remember and recognize the fact that I have had good fortune with some hit songs. But I think primarily they think about me as a band leader. And when they think in terms of doing writing for a show or a picture or something like that, they feel that, well, I mean, Ellington's got his band, and I'm sure he wouldn't give that up for anything, you know, and that's it. And they just leave it that way. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. And this, of course, doing the score for a picture really calls for being along with the action and absorbing all of the atmosphere that and everything that's taking place in the picture.
Can you give us a little bit of the chronology of how you came to do this particular score?
Well, the first I heard of it was Ingo Preminger, who was Otto Preminger's brother, called me, and he's asked me if I would like to do it. And I said, well, I didn't know. What was it all about? And he says, well, I'll mail you a script tonight, and you'll have it, and you read it and call me back. And that was the end of that. And so I called back, and I says, yes, I want to do it. It's a wonderful opportunity, and there we went.
We'll continue the story of how you actually wrote the score, but first we're going to listen to one of the themes. Can you explain the first theme to us?
Yes, well, this particular theme is the one that I felt on reading the book was the one I had to do first. It was one that sort of presented itself. It sort of flew into me and sort of knocked me down and sort of wrote itself, and that is the theme that represents Laura, the girl who has the incident that brings about all the trouble. Well, I call it Flirty Bird.
That was Flirty Bird from Duke Ellington's score for Anatomy of a Murder. Now that we've heard Flirty Bird, can you tell us a little bit about the woman who plays Flirty Bird as you visualize her in this motion picture and how you came to conceive this?
Well, I saw the Rushes the first Sunday in Ishpeming, and then the minute I saw her there leaning against that car, I knew that I was on the right track with my number one theme of Flirty Bird, because she was the picture. I mean, it was a thing with her eyes, and she absolutely appeared to be, you know, sort of flirting all the time, which could easily be mistaken by someone, and it was.
Who is the woman who plays the part? Could you tell us a little bit about her?
Ah, Lee Remick. She came in and listened to me play this thing, and I says, "This is you." And she listened. She said, "Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, just like that."
Tell us a little bit about the kind of setting, the place where Otto Preminger produced and directed the movie. What was it like, and what was its influence on you?
I arrived in Ishpeming on my birthday, and that was 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and came to the hotel, and Otto Preminger was in the dining room at 6 o'clock having his breakfast, getting ready to go to work. And I had a bite to eat with him, and he went off and to his shooting, and I forget what I did, but anyway, that evening they had a birthday dinner for me over at the Roosevelt in Ishpeming, and party, candles on the cakes and everything else, you know. It was wonderful. It's been a real great experience.
Tell us about Judge Volker, who wrote Anatomy of a Murder, the novel that the movie was based on.
There is a theme that I use. Well, it's a rather serious thing. It's a deep emotional theme. I don't even know how to describe it, actually, because it, to me, represents the sort of smoldering and sophistication, a thing that is in the interior of this man. Here's a man who's a Supreme Court judge in his hometown, and the guys that are like waiters and bartenders, policemen, or maybe garbage man, on people who are, you know, just people, and they call him by his first name, and that's it. This, to me, is great. I mean, for a man to become a national, an international celebrity as he is, to be distinguished as a Supreme Court justice, and the people in his hometown still call him by his first name, and he then, you know, this is a big thing with me. I was very much impressed.
What is the next theme? What's this one about?
Oh, the bass theme. Oh, that is a more a supporting theme, I call it. It's ornamental, but it's one that Pie-Eye, the piano player who owns a roadhouse, that's the part I play. His group plays this thing, and it's real colloquial, homespun, folksy, and I should say gut bucket.
And this is the major theme of the movie, Anatomy of a Murder, which you conceived as Pie-Eye's theme.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Duke, for talking with us and telling us about the music from this great new achievement, Anatomy of a Murder. It's really fantastic to hear you coming into your own in an area of entertainment that you haven't touched on before.
Well, listen, thanks, man. It's been very pleasant visit, a very swinging visit, as a matter of fact. And I want to thank you for playing our sounds and tell all of your lovely listeners that we do love them madly. And you too. Be sure that you take good care of yourself, because we want you too to have a happy anatomy.